going to be interesting to see if there's any effect on local or elections around the country as a result of the Supreme Court decision today. That's what we've been pretty much covering, filling in today for Lisa Dent. It's Dean Richards. And I'll be here again on Monday. We'll be here on Sunday morning, just before we head over to the Pride Parade, as we always do. We'll talk more about that coming up in a couple of minutes. I wanted to get a little more reaction on the decision today from Sarah Fegan-Holtz, who is a longtime representative in Chicago, the 6th District in Chicago, the Illinois Senate. It's a pleasure to have you on the program and talk with you again. I know that you were very disappointed in the reaction in the decision today. What was your general reaction?
Well, it was very, it was, although I think we were all braced for this, Dean, I think that the prospect leading up to today or just was daunting after living under the color of a state and a country that respected a woman's right to choose as a fundamental right. Changing anything after 50 years is complex, as you can imagine. And I think that a lot of this is unprecedented and sort of trying to absorb what it means and the immediate impact. And reading through the decision to hear what, some of the justices had said, the dissenters, an unprecedented joint dissent of three of the liberal justices about how for millions of American women who today lost a fundamental constitutional protection. And I think that that resonated with me. And then on the, sort of kitchen table access issues, 13 states in this country have trigger provisions, which means that after today's decision, those states interpret this to mean, as of this moment, we are immediately ceasing abortion care in our states. I did read in the next couple of days, these trigger laws will take effect, and as we speak, across the country, in the state, in those 13 states, abortion care is going to be shutting down. And so we have to. We in Illinois, as you know, Illinois is a abortion is safe and legal in the state of Illinois, and it will remain legal. And that this decision has nothing to do with our state, because our state was ahead of the curve. We were clairvoyant. Right after Donald Trump got elected, I filed a bill to remove the trigger provision from a very long list of horribles in the state's code. And then 2 years later, we codified abortion as a fundamental right and took out all limitations that had been put in but were stayed by the courts under the color of Roe. And so we are fortunate here. We sort of built a firewall, if you will, around Illinois. But that all can end in one election, as we can see, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. You say, you build the firewall. Lots of states feel like now they can change their state laws as a result of that. Is there a chance of that happening here in Illinois?
Well, the answer is yes. I mean, I think, sometimes we fail to realize that when you elect a president whose values don't align with yours, I will come clean, Dean, and tell you that I didn't vote for Donald Trump.
That's
okay?
What a shock that is to me.
And it's because I watched, for a lot of reasons. But I will tell you that, I do have a very clear recollection of him standing debating Hillary Clinton and talking about he felt that if someone had an abortion in a state where it was illegal, that it should be criminalized, that they should go to jail, be arrested and go to jail. So, that sort of, bothered me. And I filed an amendment because I was like, oh, after he won, I filed an amendment because I knew that the most urgent thing that we had to do was to remove the trigger provision. And we did that, as you recall, even with a different governor, with the previous governor, and, you know, who shamelessly flip-flopped on his position on choice and fortunately lost the election to our now governor, J.B. Pritzker, who has, without flinching, been 150% in support of a woman's right to choose, bodily autonomy, privacy, and that's why we're in such great shape. But again, we have two Supreme Court, state Supreme Court justices, and we have got to get out and vote in the primary. We have got to get out to vote in November, and we have to make sure that we keep that Illinois Supreme Court, because if that is that one election away from breaking the firewall right there.
Senator, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, doesn't it just seem, it seems to me that this is only going to result in blue areas getting bluer and red areas getting redder. I mean, the maps are drawn in such a way that I don't know outrage on one side or the other is going to make a big legislative difference.
Well, I think that first we have to deal with the immediate needs of the people who are going to be coming into the states where abortion is safe and legal. And that is why the governor, I believe, has called a special session. I think that there is going to be a significant discussion about protecting providers who come to Illinois, perhaps assisting them in expediting their credentials so that they have less red tape. Remember, there's a universe of providers in this country who now are not going to be able to work and if they were abortion providers or reproductive rights providers, right? So there many will come to Illinois and want to make sure that we put them where they're needed, because I know your listeners have been hearing all day about the significant increase of an influx of people who need this care from Missouri, from Kentucky, from Indiana. I know that just today, the Attorney General of Missouri codified Missouri as a no abortion state. Indiana was, you know, oh, we don't have a trigger law. Well, maybe we'll call a special session so that abortion's illegal immediately here. So this is, you know, we have no control unless we have a right to vote in that state. You know, we have got to manage the influx of people who we need to take care of. And as you heard, the mayor of the city of Chicago welcoming people to Chicago, she feels, and I as well, and I'm sure the governor does, a sense of responsibility. We are an oasis in the Midwest. Every state around us has limitations and restrictions. So that is what I believe people who care about people are going to focus on right now, is getting making sure the providers can get their licenses finalized here and help the many women who are leaving other states because they need this care.
Yeah, the next steps here in the state of Illinois and our neighboring states will be very interesting. State Senator Sarah Feigenholz, always appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. Okay, it's 5:29. Coming up after the news, we will be getting into the hot news or not news segment. Which means we need you on the phone lines at 312-981-7200 next.